This is the Composer's Datebook for October 24th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 2002 at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., Leonard Slatkin conducted the National Symphony in the premiere of a new symphony by the American composer Cindy McTee. McTee subtitled her symphony number 1, Ballet for Orchestra, and explained her subtitle as follows. Music is said to have come from dance, from the rhythmic impulses of men and women, and the impulse to compose often begins as a rhythmical stirring and leads to a physical response, tensing muscles, gesturing with hands and arms, or quite literally, dancing. There's also much pleasure to be gained from observing the gestures of a conductor or from seeing the coordinated bowing of the string sections within an orchestra. My ballet for orchestra emerged out of a similar kinesthetic emotional awareness and a renewed interest in dance music. Cindy McTee's symphony makes passing allusions to earlier works by Stravinsky, Ravel, Barber, and even Penderecki, tossing in some jazz and folk fiddling allusions for good measure. But Alan Kozin, reviewing the new symphony for the New York Times, wrote, "Ms. McTee's sense of organization kept the work from becoming a pastiche. As diverse as its ideas were, they seemed to unfold naturally within an orchestral fabric that used the ensemble's full coloristic range." Symphony was well received by other critics and audiences too. For his part, Leonard Slatkin returned to the work 10 years after its premiere, making its debut recording with the Detroit Symphony in 2012. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.